From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Thursday, February 3rd. Coming up, we'll get the latest on the winter storm to hit most of Illinois from Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. My conversation with Andrew is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Most roads across Illinois are completely covered in snow and ice, despite around-the-clock efforts from state and municipal agencies to keep roadways plowed and clear. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more.
Snow removal teams are having a hard time keeping up with the winter storm, which has dumped several inches of snow across much of the state. Paul Wapple with the Illinois Department of Transportation says continuous storm conditions are making it hard for snow plows to keep up.
It's very challenging with the winds and the cold temperatures and expecting, you know, more snow. So it's going to continue to be a challenge for all of the IDOT snowplow drivers and everybody. And it's an incredible storm.
Some Illinois cities ceased plowing the roads overnight due to dangerous conditions. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
And a reminder that we've got live storm updates for you all day today at illinoisnewsroom.org. Champaign County stopped plowing snow off rural roads at sundown last night. Jeff Blue is a Champaign County engineer. He says when winds are too high, plowing at night becomes both unhelpful and dangerous.
We just can't see where we're going, and we actually become more of a hazard than we are helping out there.
The county plans to reassess conditions this morning. Blue says he does not expect the high winds to stop or for road conditions to improve until Friday. Despite last night's plowing pause, Blue's department did station trucks throughout the county in case an emergency vehicle got stuck in the snow. Many schools and municipalities are once again closed today. You can find a full list of closings submitted to us at illinoisnewsroom.org. Elsewhere, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is better off financially than when he first took office. The state is projected to end this fiscal year $1.7 billion in the green, after also ending last year with a surplus. Pritzker said in his annual budget address yesterday he wants to spend some of that on temporary tax relief, including suspending the 1% grocery tax.
With the price of milk and eggs and bread going up, pocketbooks are being pinched. We can afford to suspend the state tax on groceries in the coming year and have the state make up any lost revenue to local governments.
Pritzker also wants to give property tax relief to roughly 2 million homeowners, plus suspend a planned increase of the state's gasoline tax. Republicans say these moves are election year gimmicks. Pritzker's proposed $45.4 billion budget is for the year that begins July 1st. Despite the snowy weather, more than 6,000 Illinois basketball fans watched the Illini reclaim first place in the Big Ten Conference with an 80-67 win over Wisconsin. Junior center Kofi Coburn led the way with 37 points and 12 rebounds. The Illini are now alone in first place with a 9-2 league record. Up next is a road game at Indiana on Saturday. Still to come, we'll get a winter storm update with Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Our conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Erica Scalise, and I'm the engagement producer at The 21st Show. What issues happening in Illinois matter most to you? Join The 21st Texting Club and add to our weekly conversation. To subscribe to the group, text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. See you there.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's been a busy couple of days for meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. He's been closely tracking the winter storm that has dumped snow and ice across much of the country, including here in Illinois. I spoke with Andrew about what people can expect if they have to head outside this morning.
Well, if you do have to head out the door today, make sure you're heading out there a little bit early, because some of the reports I'm seeing here, you know, all the roads are still snow and ice covered, and it seems some of the more heavily traveled roads, that snow has been compacted into a nice thin layer of ice there. So I'm hearing, you know, snow and ice covered as expected, but, you know, potentially very treacherous on some of these more traveled roads where you're basically driving on a sheet of ice. So I do understand some folks have to be on the roads, but it seems almost certain that it'll be slow going. And, you know, I've heard towing companies, you know, there's pauses in towing and rescues. So also understand that if you head out there, you are taking a bit of a risk. And it's, you know, if your car gets stuck, it may be stuck there for a little while. So do keep that in mind as well.
And Sharon, as far as the weather we'll see, what will we see today until that winter storm warning expires at 6 o'clock tonight?
Well, we've got light snow falling out there early Thursday morning, and that light snow is going to continue for much of the day. It's going to be, yesterday we were seeing those rounds of very heavy snow, and then it would fade a bit. Today's going to be a little bit more of a steady light snow that's going to continue through the majority of the day, probably not tapering off until we get toward the late afternoon or the evening hours. So it'll be a slow accumulation, but I think we'll get another 2 to 4 inches here in Champaign County. As you head a little bit further south, it's possible you'll start running into some 5-inch totals. And as you head north from Champaign-Urbana, that's going to start trailing off to, you know, an inch or two to maybe a dusting as you get up into Ford and Iroquois counties. So another couple, maybe 4 inches of snow on the high side here. Those winds are still going to be rather gusty out of the north, gusting 35 to 40 miles per hour. So blowing and drifting snow is going to continue to be a problem as well, especially in the open and rural areas. So I know we've talked about the two waves, with wave one being the more intense wave, wave two being a little bit lighter. That is still true. But we already got wave one on the ground. It's already blowing around and drifting there. We're going to add, you know, 2, 3, 4 more inches on top of that with the winds continuing. So I do expect it to be, a pretty difficult day out there as well through much of the day.
And then once we get through the rest of the snow falling here today, what will we see tomorrow and into the weekend, Andrew?
Well, the good news is that as things fade tonight, they'll fade rather quickly. So the snow tapers off rather fast Thursday evening into Thursday night. The winds are also going to fade Thursday night. So as we get into Friday, we'll actually see those skies begin to clear. We'll see blue skies, sunshine. We'll get those pretty winter scenes. The winds will be much more calm on Friday as well. We are going to see some cold air coming on the backside of this system, though. So Thursday night, we're going to see those wind chills dropping below zero, around 5 below. And then even with the winds falling, we'll see the air temperature dropping below zero on Friday night. So waking up Saturday morning, air temperature probably around 3 or 4 below zero. Before we start to warm back up on the backside of the weekend, we'll see those temperatures climbing back into the lower to mid-30s, start slowly melting that snow as we head into the middle of next week.
All right, Andrew. Any last tips for people as they navigate one more day of this winter storm?
You know, not really. I guess just informally, I'm really curious to see what happens today. I think we'll see that steady snow, and there's going to be some little banding within this kind of broader area of snow. So I'm just curious to see if we see some overachieving snow totals today with that 2 to 4 inches being expected. This light, fluffy snow, it could stack up rather quickly in some places. So I think we've got another problematic day ahead.
That's Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with the latest on the winter storm. And finally, in that forecast, Andrew says we can expect another 2 to 4 inches of snowfall today with lots of blowing snow as well. We'll get to a high of 21 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dana Cronin, Emily Hayes, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.